Britain. Residential property. Props to prop tech. Can software help ease Britain's housing crisis?
House hunting is a favourite British pastime. The country's three most popular property portals, which aggregate listings from 25,000 estate agencies, attract around 10 million people each month. Actually, buying and selling homes is a lot less fun. Conveyancing is still almost entirely paper-based. Solicitors regard email as cutting-edge technology. Many social landlords lack good digital records, and so on. That creates an opportunity for property tech, prop tech, entrepreneurs to improve the efficiency of the market. To take one example, land registry records show that there are 5.4 million leasehold homes in England, but that 1.2 million of them are unmortgageable because their leases are shorter than 80 years. To extend a lease, homeowners must navigate a thicket of legal paperwork, negotiate with solicitors and freeholders, as well as find funds that typically range from £8,000, $10,490, to £46,000. Zero Down Lease, a startup, wants to roll all that hassle into one process, allowing homeowners to borrow the funds against their property, which are then repaid once it is sold. It is one of 576 prop tech firms operating in Britain, according to a tally by PitchBook, a research firm. The industry has attracted some £3.5 billion of venture capital funds over the past 5 years. Not a particularly large number, but double the amount invested in the previous 5-year period. The value of prop tech firms has approximately doubled in that time frame too, to around £20 billion. They are involved in commercial property, but it is the notoriously sclerotic residential side that offers the most promise. Gabrielle Mercado, the founder of Realize, which provides property investors with a range of appraisal tools, reckons Britain's market is especially innovative thanks to decent data, sufficient scale, and a host of problems to fix. In recent years, two government agencies, the Land Registry, the Custodian of Property Records, and Ordnance Survey, the country's mapping service, have provided open access to many of their data sets. That gives prop tech firms plenty of raw materials to work with. The government has set an ambitious goal of building 1.5 million homes over the course of this parliament, for instance, which involves developers finding more viable land. Johnny Britton, the co-founder of LandTech, says that site selection used to be potluck. His firm provides data and technology that allow house builders to appraise a potential site for the proximity of listed buildings, say, or the existence of pending planning applications within a matter of minutes. PropTech has also been buoyed by the entry of institutional investment into the housing market. Over the past decade, some £32 billion has been invested by large private sector landlords in 100,000 built-to-rent homes. Another 55,000 are under construction. These landlords are demanding better data and tools to manage their assets. Lavanda, another startup, provides services to landlords to ensure properties have as few vacancies as possible. Net zero emissions targets also increase demand for information. The Labour government has reiterated that it wants rental homes to meet a minimum energy efficiency standard by 2030. Parity Projects, another startup, has produced an energy model of each of the country's notoriously drafty homes, which can help landlords to plan necessary renovations. Russell Smith, its founder, says that unless you've got the data, there's no way you can convince people to retrofit. Prop tech startups are not going to solve every problem. Although a lot appears to have been achieved by simply joining up disparate databases, Mr. Wazinski of Zero Down Lease cautions that you're not going to make housing cheaper with an API. But more established prop tech businesses have already changed the way people look for houses. Rightmove, the most popular portal and Britain's 12th most visited website, recently rejected a £6.2 billion bid from an Australian company controlled by Rupert Murdoch, a media mogul. If a new wave of businesses can make other bits of the industry less maddening, that would be in many people's interests.